Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our service of music and readings for Passiontide. Welcome to those who are listening to, or who will be listening to the service online. One note, the elders' election, the closing date is today. There are forms at the back. And if you could contact an elder or Robert if you want to put anybody forward. There is tea and coffee in the hall afterwards, and it would be lovely if as many as possible could join Mary, as she has prepared a birthday cake for Peter's 90th birthday tomorrow. So it would be lovely if we could all gather in the hall afterwards to wish him happy birthday. I believe the service will go unannounced, and I hope that you all have your orders of service with you. I shall light the Christ candle and the peace candle.
Good morning and welcome to our service this Sunday. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." One thing I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The Lord is in this place. For there is none other than the house of the Lord. Our first hymn for the service this morning.
Oh,
Our worship this morning takes the form of a series of readings which will help us focus our thoughts on the event of the final week in Jesus' journey towards the cross. These reflections are interspersed with hymns for us all to sing and music led by the choir. Here, in this place, we recall that Jesus Christ came to our world to proclaim God's love for all. And throughout his life and ministry, he sought to preach a gospel of peace and love. He saw this as his task, and this is our task as Christians today. So let us spend this time of the service reflecting on the sacrifice Christ made for us and for our world, seeking his guidance for what we might do to help bring healing, wholeness, and love throughout the presence of his Holy Spirit in our lives. Always remember, we do not journey alone. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, grant that in our worship we may come very near to you. In all we do, give us grace to follow the leading of your Holy Spirit. You are our shield and shelter. You are our joy and hope. You are our strength and life. Deepen our faith. Enlighten our understanding. Let all our thoughts and deeds glorify you. We ask this, our prayer, in and through Jesus Christ our Lord, Saviour of the world and our Saviour, who taught us when praying together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Rich. When it was evening, Jesus and the 12 disciples sat down to eat. And while they were eating, Jesus took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. "Take and eat it," he said. "This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them. "Drink it, all of you," he said. "This is my blood, which seals God's covenant. My blood, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink this wine until the day I drink the new wine with you in my Father's kingdom." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Grief and anguish came over him, and he said to them, "The sorrow in my heart is so great that it almost crushes me. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went a little further on, threw himself face downward on the ground, and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me. Yet, not what I want, but what you want." He returned to the three disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "How is it that you three were not able to keep watch with me even for 1 hour? Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cup of suffering cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." He returned once more and found the disciples asleep. They could not keep their eyes open. Again Jesus left them, went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he returned to the disciples and said, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the power of sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, here is the man who is betraying me."
Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders made their plans against Jesus to put him to death. They put him in chains, led him off, and handed him over to Pilate, the Roman governor. Jesus stood before the Roman governor, who questioned him. "Are you the king of the Jews?" he asked. "So you say," answered Jesus. But he said nothing in response to the accusations of the chief priests and elders. So Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear all these things they accuse you of?" But Jesus refused to answer a single word, with the result that the governor was greatly surprised. At every Passover festival, the Roman governor was in the habit of setting free any one prisoner the crowd asked for. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to set free for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus called the Messiah?" He knew very well that the Jewish authorities had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. While Pilate was sitting in the judgment hall, his wife sent him a message. "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, because in a dream last night I suffered much on account of him." The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask Pilate to set Barabbas free and have Jesus put to death. But Pilate asked the crowd, "Which one of these two do you want me to set free for you?" "Barabbas," they answered. "What then shall I do with Jesus called the Messiah?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they all answered. But Pilate asked, "What crime has he committed?" Then they started shouting at the top of their voices, "Crucify him!" When Pilate saw that it was no use to go on, but that a riot might break out, he took some water and washed his hands in front of the crowd and said, "I am not responsible for the death of this man. This is your doing." The whole crowd answered, "Let the responsibility for his death fall on us and our children." Then Pilate set Barabbas free for them. And after he had Jesus whipped, he handed him over to be crucified.
Thank you.
Then Pilate's soldiers took Jesus into the governor's palace, and the whole company gathered round him. They stripped off his clothes and put a scarlet robe on him. Then they made a crown out of thorny branches and placed it on his head and put a stick in his right hand. They knelt before him and mocked him. "Long live the King of the Jews," they said. They spat on him and took the stick and hit him over the head. When they had finished mocking him, they took the robe off and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene called Simon, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine mixed with a bitter substance, but after tasting it, he would not drink it. They crucified him and then divided his clothes among them by throwing dice. After that, they sat there and watched him. Above his head, they put the written notice of the accusation against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." They crucified two bandits with Jesus, one on his right and the other on his left. People passing by shook their heads and hurled insults at Jesus. "You were going to tear down the temple and build it up again in 3 days. Save yourself if you're God's son. Come on down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders jeered at him. "He saved others, but he can't save himself. Isn't he the King of Israel? If he comes down off the cross now, we will believe him. He trusts in God and claims to be God's son. Well then, let's see if God wants to save him now." Even the bandits who had been crucified with him insulted him in the same way.
Thank you.
At noon, the whole country was covered with darkness, which lasted for 3 hours. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud shout, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why did you abandon me?" Some of the people standing there heard him and said, "He is calling for Elijah." One of them ran up at once and took a sponge and soaked it in cheap wine and put it on the end of a stick and tried to make him drink it. But the others said, "Wait, let us see if Elijah is coming to save him." Jesus again gave a loud cry and breathed his last. Then the curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split apart, the graves broke open, and many of God's people who had died were raised to life. They left the graves, and after Jesus rose from death, they went into the holy city, where many people saw them. When the army officer and the soldiers with him who were watching Jesus saw the earthquake and everything else that happened, they were terrified. They said, "He really was the Son of God." There were many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee and helped him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the wife of Zebedee. When it was evening, a rich man from Arimathea arrived. His name was Joseph, and he also was a disciple of Jesus. He went into the presence of Pilate, and he asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate gave orders for the body to be given to Joseph. So Joseph took it, wrapped it in a new linen sheet, and placed it in his own tomb, which he had recently dug out of solid rock. Then he rolled a large stone across the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there facing the tomb.
our prayers of intercession for today. Dear Lord, as always, we have many things to pray for in our troubled world. First, we pray for peace among the warring nations, including in those areas that we do not often hear of. We ask too for peace between individuals and a deep desire for forgiveness. With elections coming up this year, we pray for those seeking to be elected to have a real desire to improve the lives of all those whom they seek to represent, and for a spirit of fairness to all. We ask too that we may make big efforts to look after the beautiful world that you have entrusted to us. We pray for our churches to have more unity and to give a really warm welcome to all our brothers and sisters out there. We pray that the church would follow your ways and not the ways of the world. And now we think of all those whom we know that are going through hard times, physically or mentally, and include our own King and the royal family in this. May they all receive your strength and healing. We pray for those people in need in the silence. And finally, we thank you for our many, many blessings. In your dear Son's name, amen.
So together with this guidance of the Spirit, we may proclaim your love. Amen. And we share the words of the grace of God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.
One solitary life. He was born in an obscure village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He then became a traveling preacher. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He had no credentials but himself. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that have ever marched, and all the navies that have sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned have not affected the life of people on this earth as much as that one solitary life.
began our worship this morning with the words,
"I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" We leave. We leave with the words that help us as we walk on this journey, remembering that we aren't alone. "I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." In this hope, in this life, in this faith we move. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, be with us and those we love, and God's people everywhere, this day and always. Amen.